Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Riverina News. A reminder, double demerits are now in force with police targeting speeding, mobile phones and drink and drug driving this long weekend. And prepare for delays at the usual bottlenecks along the Hume as holidaymakers hit the road. Transport for New South Wales spokesperson Roger Weeks says they'll be keeping a closer eye on things this year.
Well, for the first time this Easter long weekend, we're going to be using drone technology. That's going to give us eyes in the sky to monitor the network in places where we don't have cameras.
The state government's looking at the impact of regulating cannabis in New South Wales. A committee will spend the next few months examining potential changes, the cost to the state if the drug remains outlawed, and the potential impact should regulation come into play. Chair Jeremy Buckingham says the evidence shows something needs to change.
It's costing us billions of dollars. We are locking up people unnecessarily. We need to move to a regime and a regulatory system that allows us to deal with cannabis in the same way that we deal with alcohol and tobacco.
A report is due by September. The Tumut Easter Bazaar, usually held at the Boys Club Hall, won't be operating this year. Snowy Valley's council confirming the event's organiser made the decision, partly due to issues with accessing land adjacent to the hall and that it was outside of council's control. Despite that, it is set to be a huge long weekend across the Riverina. Griffith will be a magnet for lovers of food and wine with the Easter Party and Vintage Festival. The Sunrise Festival's on in Leeton, highlighted by the Hot Air Balloon Fiesta and Street Parade. And in Wagga, the Good Friday Easter Egg Hunt at Bidgee Strawberries and Cream will be a big hit with the kids. Footy's back with excitement building ahead of tomorrow's Riverina League season opener. The traditional Good Friday clash could break last year's attendance record as Mangapla prepares to take on Wagga Tigers. Goanna's coach Nathan Foley says the side's raring to go.
We've had a really solid pre-season and three really solid practice matches, and it's probably about time that we get into the real stuff now, so everyone's really excited.